Daniela, pardon the gadfly.
Okay, question number one. Right now we're seeing three models of GOP governors. We've got Christie, the demagogue, Daniels, the kind of middle of the roader, and Walker, the hardliner. Which is the best model?
So what do you think, Rick? Do you have a fan? Are you a fan of one of these in particular?
I'm a fan of all three. I got to say, the most interesting thing is that Daniels has gone from being the bleeding edge of hard-hitting Republican governors to just being described as kind of the moderate one in a span of 4 months.
Well, elections matter, right?
the most interesting thing, I think that there are three flavors of something that's really neat. And that the really neat thing is we're finally having a serious principled debate about how you do school reform. You know, for the last decade, we had bipartisanship in the sense that the Republicans agreed to be for more money, more federal regulation, and to argue about who was most guilty about the state of low-income schools. And what we're now seeing is Republican leadership talking about needing to save dollars, needing to revisit oversized benefits, really needing to take not just a scalpel, but really a machete to some of the real problems with these systems. And I think they're doing it in three different ways, and I think there's something to be said for all of them.
You know, I've been so interested in watching the reaction among Democratic education reformers to what's happening in Wisconsin. And you and I both commented on this on our blogs. You know, you have to wonder, are they really as upset? I mean, you said that Joe Williams and Andy Rotherham were crying crocodile tears over the happenings in Wisconsin. Clearly, this is good for the education reform movement to have these guys coming out with the nuclear option, putting the unions up against the wall. And suddenly, a lot of other things look much more reasonable.
You know, it's great. You know, it's great for the DFER types on two counts. One, suddenly, you know, hey, doing some give backs on benefits and maybe rethinking teacher termination suddenly looks like a much more moderate stance. And B, it suddenly gives all our progressive friends an easy opportunity to go and rally the troops and say, see, we're all Democrats at the end of the day, and this is what sets us apart. It gives me a huge opportunity for Clinton-style triangulation.
Right. So they should thank us.
They should at least thank Walker.
Yeah. Well, you're right. I guess we haven't actually done anything.